playoffs, because believe it or not, it is right around the corner. So we've got lots to get to, and we're going to do that now. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio, I believe for the last time on Rock 105, because we even got some news on that. There's a lot of changes going on. And you know what? There's no one I would rather go through a big change with than my friend. The reason I'm here each every Monday at 6, Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Man, all I can say is I'm impressed.
I got to tell you.
I'm impressed.
I feel a bit like a NASCAR
driver.
For
all of our
right
listeners,
now,
they're probably thinking, okay, wait a minute. What are you talking about, Sean? Literally, Casey come, I don't know. It's like he magically appeared 30 seconds before airtime here in the Optimize U studio today. I didn't think he was going to be able to pull it off on time. But he was faster than the Jeff Gordon pit stop.
I feel a little bit like a NASCAR driver. Not that I broke any laws on the way here, but sometimes my real job gets in the way of my fun job. And that led me to getting here right at broadcast time.
I mean,
and a lot of people don't realize this is a live show. Like, I think we may be one of the few.
Yeah.
This is live.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what? We were about to just have old Sean Whitfield talking for a good 10 minutes till I slid
in. I was getting prepared. I was thinking, okay, what am I going to do to fill the shoes of the legendary Casey Orr? Yeah. I had already gotten the 60 seconds to airtime cue from our super producer, Chuck.
Yeah.
And I'm looking and you're not in your chair and I'm thinking, okay, this show must go on.
It's about to
happen.
Then
I looked up and there you were. So, man, I'm impressed. And so for those that are wondering why you're getting here right before showtime, you've been playing golf all day.
Yeah, which, thanks. That doesn't make it sound much like work, but...
So it's because it wasn't.
The AGC, the American General Contractors Association, they have a big, we're members and we do a lot of work with a lot of the people there, and they have a golf tournament every year, and so we're one of the sponsors, and we had a team. This was supposed to be last month, and it was one of the 8,000 days of rains we've had, so it got postponed to Monday, and when I saw it, I'm like, oh, that shouldn't be a big deal. Then I saw we're not teeing off till noon. I'm like, huh. And then anybody that's played in one of these scrambles like this, it's never fast, especially with all the rain. Everything's cart path only.
You know, it's hard for a scramble like that to go fast when everybody's cheating.
Well, and there's, you know, not all the best golfers out there, and I'm included in that. I'm not great. So at 5 o'clock, Sean, I was getting ready to tee off on the last hole, and I thought, I've got to somehow
finish
this and get all the way back to Old Lee Highway. And be ready to talk about Christopher Bell being $1 million richer.
Man, I am.
And here we are.
Which route did you take coming from Bear Trace? Did you come down Hickory Valley Road?
No, just 153.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a little shortcut down Hickory Valley Road there.
Well, but the phone says it wasn't short. So
oh, it wasn't?
It wasn't the shortcut today.
Because
traffic was flowing, which isn't always the case. So
gotcha.
But yeah, we're here.
Well, when I was watching News Channel 9 last night, and I see where there is a severe weather alert for both Monday and Tuesday. So I remember last week you told me you had golf today, and I'm thinking, well, I bet you Casey doesn't play today.
Oh, I didn't, because this morning I didn't think I was playing.
It's going to be raining, and there's severe weather, going to be thundering and lightning. And of course, there's one place that you don't want to be when it's thundering and lightning, and that is a golf course.
With this... these metal rods.
Yeah, and typically, if there's any thunder in the area, a golf course will shut it down, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if there's thunder, they shut it down. This morning, with it raining, I was like, yeah, it's not happening. But then the sun came out about 9 o'clock and just stayed out. And we had a beautiful day.
Was it soupy out there?
Very. But it feels like summer showed up all of a sudden because the sun came out. Of course, it's been raining, so it gets hot and humid immediately.
Yeah.
But had a good time. You know what? Met a lot of good people. Had a blast with our team. We certainly didn't win at all. It was a bit like the All-Star race. There were no points at stake. But had a good time.
Well, good deal.
And, you know, excited to get here. I really kind of thought you'd have me a Monster Energy ready to go.
Well,
because at this point, I could really use one.
I tell you what, I'm going to talk about Rock 105 for just a moment. You want to grab you a quick Monster Energy?
No, I'll make it to break.
Okay.
Because I need to hear all about this, because you sent me the text. I'd already seen Big Daddy Kyle and our buddy Rambin posting about this, that Rock 105.5, which is the station I work for when I moved to town.
Yeah.
That was one in the group. It's not going to be 105.5 much longer.
That is correct. You and I have been on Rock 105 now for 16 years. We've been on other stations in the Odyssey Chattanooga group before being on Rock 105. I think you and I started on this station June 1st, 2009, and it's always been known as Chattanooga's rock station, Rock 105, 105.5. However, Odyssey Chattanooga, that owns the clusters of stations, primarily US 101, 98.1 The Lake, and 103.7 Kiss FM, are going to be the main three people recognized along with this station. And they made the decision that Rock 105 deserved to be on a bigger stick, be on a frequency that's got more power. It's going to go to the masses a little easier. And so they're just doing simply a swap between their sister station, 103.7 Kiss FM. And so effective this Friday, May the 23rd at 12 p.m., it will officially become Rock 103.7. And so you'll need to change your dial to know that Rock 105 is going to be on 103.7. And so next Monday, tune us in on Rock 103.7, and we're going to be able to come in much clearer in, you know, at a great further or longer distances.
So
it's going to be a good thing.
A larger reach in terrestrial radio, as they call it these days, 103.7. And Sean, I actually worked at the radio station when we acquired the 103.7 signal. Mm-hmm. And it was a great signal, and that was always the issue with Rock 105. If you're in North Georgia, it's really good, but if you get too far out of there, I mean, remember Terry from Resaca used to call us. There's a lot of North Georgia that to really good.
I forgot about him.
But 103.7, yeah, right. For the Chattanooga metro area and the people out there that still tune in, man, it's going to be a much better signal. I tell you what makes me laugh is that when I read about this or heard about it and you texted me, the first thing I thought about was our buddy old Randy Boner Smith and how Rock 105 was always the redheaded stepchild and they never got nothing. That was always his his thought. And you know what? Now they're getting a much bigger and better signal, which means absolutely everything. So
what do you think
maybe
he would
old
say?
Boner had something to do with that.
I was going to say, well, if Boner was still with us, what would you think he'd say?
You know what? He would laugh and be like, well, we're still a redheaded stepchild. It's still not as good as US 101, you know. But he would be appreciative, and that's super cool.
And of course, Rock 105, its signal, and this is just a round number, is somewhere a little over 5,000 watt state radio station. And moving to the 103.7 signal is going to put Rock 105 up to over 25,000.
25,000 watts and a better signal location, which,
yeah.
I mean, you'd have to get deep in the weeds on radio, but it's a big deal. So,
yeah.
Very cool. You could say Rock 105, which will now be Rock 103.7, and will be very hard for us to remember saying.
That's going
to
be challenging remember.
They kind of won their own All-Star race this weekend, so that's cool.
They did.
I know Ramon's got to be excited about that.
Yeah, all that happened last week, so everybody at Rock 105, I'm sure, is excited about
to go ahead on your preset. And it used to be you just held the button down and it automatically set, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
these fancy radios,
it's all digital now. Who knows?
In these vehicles, you got to do a little different.
Ask your smartphone or, I don't know, ChatGPT, whatever it is. Tell them to set it to 103.7.
And that's something else we need to remind our listeners and for those that may not know. If you're not in your vehicle or I don't know how many people has a radio in their home anymore. Most people are listening to it in their car. But if you have one in your, if you don't have one at home, you can listen on your smartphone or tablet. Just download the Odyssey app. It's free. And go to the search, put in Chattanooga, and bam, you'll see the list of radio stations. And you can listen to us anywhere on the go at your convenience right there from your smartphone or your tablet.
Yeah, very cool. So Rock 103.7, we'll screw that up many times in the weeks to come. But more and more people are going to be able to tune into Race and Talk Radio, Sean. What does that mean for us? Obviously, I get a raise. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Get double.
Man.
You know, we get...
Hey, why not make it triple?
Especially we're getting a lot more wattage in the cottage, that's for sure.
Wattage in the...
hadn't you ever heard that before? Wattage in the cottage?
No. Gosh, there's a radio station, a country music radio station in Texas that I would listen to. It was really cool because it played the kind of stuff I like and you think's terrible. But they'd go, 100,000 watt blowtorch of twang. And so that was always fun. But more wattage in the cottage is good.
Yeah. The wattage in the cottage is what has been said by many rock stations across the country.
It's another two for two. Get my lead out. My
Lord. So how was the weekend?
More shine down. That's good, man. Not a lot, you know.
Do anything fun?
You know what? Me and Mrs. Orr, she got me. My birthday's coming up, and of course, you remember I'll still be 10 years younger than you.
No, wait a minute. I know it's coming up this month, but refresh.
End of the month, May 29th.
29th.
But Mrs. Orr got us couples massages for Saturday. So we went and had a couples massage, then went to church, went to mass, did not see you and Kim there. And then we went and did the old ice cream social down at the markets that Sunday. So, you know, nice little weekend with the fam.
Well, that sounds like a good time. So how old will you be on the 29th?
10 years younger than you, Sean.
So you'll be 46.
Hey, there you go.
You know, that seems weird.
It does a lot.
That seems weird to say you're 46 and it sounds weird to say I'm 56.
You know what's cool though is because when you get to a certain age you kind of forget because it doesn't matter anymore. I spent a large part of the year thinking I was already 46 and I was about to turn 47 until my wife was like, "No, you idiot, you're still 45." I was like, I did the math. I'm like, "Well, I'll be dang. How about that?"
Yeah. You made comment that you'd went down to the Chattanooga market. I haven't made it down there this year.
Oh, man, they got a lot of new
stuff.
I bet
it was packed.
Had the old ice cream social. It was nice.
Good deal.
Yeah, had a couple adult beverages. It was fun.
I think they're having a beer fest down there this weekend.
I will be there Saturday as the other part
of
my birthday present. Yes. That's one of the few times Mrs. Orr allows me just the reins come off and I'm allowed to go be full Casey for about 3 hours.
So you get permission to go, and that's part of your birthday gift.
Well,
right?
She goes with me, obviously. Yeah, but no, we have a ball. Got a whole crew going. I always want to invite you and Mrs. Whitfield, but you don't drink beer, so you just stand around looking at us for 3 hours.
Not into beer.
So
I'm.
They got cider and hard. Well, that's about it. Hard cider.
Yeah, I'm not. And there's a part of me I'm thankful I'm not into beer because a lot of the guys that I went to high school with that like beer, they have those beer figures.
Yeah.
Where the beer bellies.
Dad bods.
Sticking out. Yeah, the dad bods. Yeah. Even guys I did go to high school with that are 10 years younger than me.
Yeah. About to be 46. wife tell them they got to do something about their chest.
Those
guys as well.
Yeah, your wife's already said you need to work on the chest a little bit. Get rid of those man boobs she told you had.
Hey, got to say a big hello to old Skip Browning, y'all. He's out there listening. His cousin is a big friend of yours.
Really?
I'm going to tell you the name off air because I want to make sure that's the right story, but he told me to tell you hi.
All right, well, hello. Today, we always enjoy
home now, babe.
Hearing from our listeners, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. As we have been talking NASCAR for over 24 years now. Hard to believe.
I'm not old enough to have done anything for 24 years. Well, I don't reckon.
Go look in the mirror and see that gray-looking goatee, because when you and I started, it didn't have any gray yet.
You know what? I don't know. Why do I show up here every Monday?
Just
to be taken down like that?
I'm just saying. I'm just reminding you a little bit. But we've been here for a long time, and we couldn't have done it without all of you. And thank you so much for joining us. We are coming to you live from the Optimize You studio. We've got a lot of changes that are about to happen. Number one, we're going to another TV network. And two, we're getting ready to go from North Wilkesboro to Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600. And we'll be with a brand new TV network, Prime Video. We're going to talk about that. Also, too, we were focusing on Hendrick Motorsports last week as far as the size of that company and what their net worth is and all about it. Today, we're going to talk about Team Penske. We've got that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
The 5th annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley-Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircox, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is here and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in Chattanooga or Northwest Georgia. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help make sure you get the home you want and guide you throughout the process of buying or selling. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You love some fresh Mexican food? You like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. No points race to recap this week, as Christopher Bell took the All-Star win at North Wilkesboro. He now has another $1 million. Congrats to him. I'm sure he needed it. He's not having a good enough year already. And now all of our attention turns towards the schedule as we get ready for what is essentially the back half of the NASCAR schedule. However, the final 10 races, of course, is the playoffs. Just got done with North Wilkesboro, easy for me to say. And coming up this weekend, Sean, one of the big boys, the Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte Motor Speedway, Sunday, May 25th. It'll start out in the daytime and end under the lights, and that's coming up this Sunday.
Some good trivia
on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, some good trivia that I need to do some research on is, when did NASCAR start giving $1 million away for the All-Star race?
It was a long time ago.
It's been a long time.
I think DW may have been racing at the time, or there was somebody that was, it was back when $1 million was, I mean, it's still a big deal, but it was a big deal.
Well, it's been, I would say it's been going on at least back into the late 90s.
Because it used to be called something. It was different. It was the some Race for a Million or Marlboro Million or something like that.
No, it was the Winston.
That's right.
Yeah, it was called the Winston. But back in the day when this first started with the $1 million purse to going to the race winner, that was a big deal. It was, for the lack of a better word, maybe gimmicky a little bit, but maybe I'm not choosing the right word there. But it was a way that it really stood out, and it was something that grabbed the attention of NASCAR fans and media and all that kind of thing. And of course, you fast forward, 25, 30 years later, and $1 million isn't a whole lot of money.
So the $1 million prize started out in 2003.
Was it 2003?
It was sponsored by Winston.
Huh.
And that season, none other than Jimmy Johnson won the $1 million.
I would have bet it was the late 90s, but that's interesting.
And there's recent call for it to bump it up because it just doesn't have the same ream to it, which is kind of crazy that to think $1 million isn't that big a deal. And it still is, but it certainly doesn't have the – in an era when – a kid opening presents on YouTube can make $20 million a year. It just, winning a race and winning $1 million doesn't seem to be as big a deal.
What do you think it should go to that it would catch the attention?
I mean,
$2 million?
NASCAR's got that. It almost have to go to 10, the race for $10 million or something. I have no idea.
Yeah.
If you think about it, figure out the driver, how many people are on the crew, and then everyone wins $1 million. That sounds pretty cool.
Joe Gibbs was being interviewed by Fox after the race, and he said, we're thrilled that we've won this race, but he said we spend $10 million to win $1
million. Yeah, it doesn't seem to.
So all these teams are spending a whole lot more money than the return probably on this specific race. But this is the first time that Toyota has been in victory lane since 2017. So it'd been a while.
Wow.
And Kyle Busch was the one that won that race back in 2017.
Yeah. Good for them. And yeah, that's the funny thing is, well, I don't know if it's funny, but the All-Star race, it's never been for points, just for money, right? Mm-hmm. And the money seems to matter less and less just because it's not as much, or the shock value isn't there. But it used to be at least a tune-up for the Coke 600 because it was going to be in the same place, so you could at least get out there and see how your car's doing. But you're right, Joe Gibbs was probably like, we're spending all this money to go to a track that we'll never come to when it matters.
Yeah.
And then we're going back to Charlotte.
Yeah. Joey Logano had the race taken from him by Christopher Bell in the final 10 laps. Joey was certainly headed towards victory lane, but Christopher Bell was able to get past him. There were only 5 lead changes during this race. And there's been a lot of chatter after the race, as well as today, by the NASCAR fan base saying, NASCAR should consider putting this as a points race, making North Wilkesboro part of the schedule as far as points races go. And there's no question, it was a good race, and North Wilkesboro is a great track with a lot of history, but I wouldn't go as far as to say it needs to be added into the normal schedule, because then that means you're going to have to take something away from somebody else. And I think we've already got our fair share of races in North and South Carolina already.
Yeah. And ultimately what it's going to come down to is what the TV networks want. So do they see the product that was put on at North Wilkesboro and think, wow, there's enough of a differentiator, or the racing's so good we've got to do it, or no, that was a nice All-Star race.
Yeah. Let's get into the results of the All-Star race last night. It was a 250-lap race. Christopher Bell got the win, started second. Joey Logano came in second. Ross Chastain in third. Alex Bowman in fourth. Fifth was Chase Elliott. Sixth, William Byron. Seventh, Tyler Reddick. Eighth, Kyle Busch. Ninth, Chase Briscoe. And 10th, Chris Buescher.
Other drivers of note: Denny Hamlin 12th, Austin Dillon 14th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 15th, Josh Berry 17th, all the way down. Brad can't even catch a break in a race that doesn't matter. 22nd out of 23rd.
I think NASCAR having the race here at North Wilkesboro, like they have the last 2 years, has been a great thing. It's been great for the sport. It resurrected a racetrack that most people probably thought that there wasn't a chance of ever seeing the NASCAR Cup Series back on the track. But I definitely think that NASCAR needs to take this all-star race and move it around the country. Perhaps move it to tracks that never get a Cup Series race at all, or focus on major markets.
It's an exhibition race.
Mm-hmm.
Every other major sport moves their exhibition around. I think NASCAR ought to continue using it as a test market. Let's go to places we don't normally go. Let's mm-hmm. go to old places we used to be real popular. And yeah, you know, it is a novelty. Let's face it. That's what it is. It's a novelty. It points don't matter. It's just for money. It's just to get eyeballs to the screen. And we will tune in to see something new, something different, something somewhere we're not used to being. So I think it makes a ton of sense to keep it moved. I'm with you. I think the North Wilkesboro is super cool. I remember watching videos of back when it used to be overgrown with weeds, and you're thinking, like, the legendary track's gone. I don't want it to go away from NASCAR, but mm-hmm. yeah, I think the All-Star Race needs to continue to stay fresh. It's what it does.
Yeah, I would agree. What do you think about moving it to a city, such as the way Chicago has become, and moving it to a city to where you're racing the streets of a downtown area somewhere?
I think that would be awesome. I think so much goes into a road course race like that, especially in a city, a Grand Prix, so to speak. It's like it's got to be for points. it can't be. You're asking people to really gear up for something like that. You know, that race in Nashville that we have, I mean, Nashville is such a hot scene right now. Do something cool around there that, you know, which I don't, you don't want to lose the race in Nashville, but something that...
Well, like IndyCar put racing on the streets of Nashville.
I think that would be awesome for NASCAR drivers.
Where a city that's already got the infrastructure somewhat in place and has the experience and has the know-how to pull that off, that would be an ideal place to go.
Yeah, it's a win-win. I'm just assuming it is so cost prohibitive that's the only reason we're not, or why else wouldn't you?
Well, that's where you have to go out and you land some big sponsor.
Which, you know, teams are thinking, well, I'll just keep that for myself. No, I think it's an awesome thing, but networks are ultimately going to be the driver behind it.
And the fact that I would think it would be easier to pull that off than it is running the Chicago race, because the Chicago race, you're going to have a lot more cars on the street, where the All-Star race was only 23 cars. So it was just a little over half the field. And I would think having fewer cars would make it easier to pull the race off.
Yeah. No, you're right. And listen, maybe you rethink the way that we do the NASCAR race. We've always joked about how weird and difficult it is to get into it. Why not? If you own a charter, you get to be an all-star race. It's a chance to win some money. I mean, some of these underfunded teams would love to win an extra million, but I don't know.
I think maybe it ought to even be considered moving the all-star race. Moving it the week before you go into the final 10 races.
You know, and it just so happens, and this is just probably bad luck for NASCAR, but you know, the NBA playoffs are hot and heavy right now, and you've got a New York team that hasn't been good in a while doing well. You've got a Boston team that everybody loves that ended up not advancing, but it seems like there was a lot of competition this weekend for better word. You had the one of the majors of the PGA of the golf world that you had a lot of big stars at. It just, I feel like, and I always step back and just say, all right, what's everybody saying? What's the media saying? I feel like the All-Star race got lost a little bit this weekend, and maybe the juice of doing something cool would have kept that from happening.
Moving it to the big, the mothership, Fox, taking it off FS1. And to my knowledge, Fox has never had the All-Star race on the major network. They've always had it on the secondary cable network. But I think moving it, to the main network, to where it's in more into prime time national coverage, moving it to something really cool and different and unique, like we were discussing with the city, relocating it, and then maybe moving it to the race that's right after race 26, and then you go into the final 10 race stretch. I think shaking it up altogether and increasing the purse, since $1 million is not, you know, as cool as it once was.
Yeah. Anything that'll bring eyeballs and bring, you know, juice overall, I think would be a good thing.
And NASCAR has done a great job to deal with change and adapt change very well. I think this is just taking it to a whole nother level, doing something different, because this, I don't think has really, it's that big a deal to the overall sports scene. Would you agree?
No, I think it's very easy to get lost. It's NASCAR has a tough enough time generating interest to passive eyeballs, you know, to not the hardcore fan, because you're always going to have them. Anything you can do to generate that while still being true to the actual sport, you know, you don't do a lot of gimmicky stuff. But if you are going to do something like that, an exhibition weekend's the time to do it. So yeah, do something cool.
And I think whatever you do it big. And yeah, you just do it to where people are going. It's the same way as when they went to Chicago for the first time, running the streets of Chicago. That was big. It got coverage and exposure from news media and media all across the world that hasn't talked about NASCAR in a long time. So yeah,
smart move.
Maybe NASCAR is listening right
maybe,
now.
Maybe if only they'd listen to us.
Yeah, we could be some outstanding consultants.
NASCAR and our wives, if only they would just listen to us.
Yeah, I think we got a better chance of NASCAR listening than we do our wives.
I can tell you right now, much better chance.
All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with Amazon. And as best I can recall, and I'm almost,
I think they're still the giant company that sells us everything.
Yeah, this is the first time that NASCAR fans has never watched a race on a streaming service.
That's been on there before. It's been available, but this will be the prime way to watch it.
Yeah, but you have to have a subscription to Prime, or we're going to share with you a way that you can see it on a free trial. So for those out there that are struggling with streaming services, guess what? You're going to have to get used to it, because this way of watching television is here to stay, and it's going to continue to be the way that we view sports programming, without a doubt.
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The 2025 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July 19th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Flawless Aesthetics, Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock here on Rock 105. But this week only on Rock 105, starting Friday. That is May 23rd. That is the Friday before the Memorial Day weekend. Go ahead and change your preset. What? Wait till we're done. 103.7. It's going to be Rock 103.7. So a little more wattage in the cottage, as Sean Whitfield says. Rock 105 will be available to more people in the Chattanooga metro area. Just getting a bigger signal, you know, nothing wrong with a bigger signal.
You know, in a way, it's a little
sad.
My
wife told me my signal's cute. She didn't want a bigger. I was like, oh,
is that
cool.
What it is?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I can hear yours just fine.
That's a good thing, because if she didn't, you'd be in trouble.
it'd be rough.
You know, it's going to be a little sad, because Rock 105 has been around since the late 90s. Back before that, it was Light Mix 105 here in Chattanooga. Different format, radio format, but I mean, it's just ingrained in us all. Rock 105, and now it's 103. It's going to be 103.7.
Rock 103.7.
So it's kind of bittersweet. Looking forward to it, but you know, a little sad too.
Yeah, you know what? The only constant is change, as they say.
And that's right.
Onward and upward.
And
that's
I struggle with that at times. The older I get, the more I struggle with change.
Well, you've always been pretty regimented. I mean,
is that the way you describe it?
I would say, because you work at, like, and a lot of exercise people are this way. Like, you have a routine.
Yeah.
And you like to stick to that. And you know what? Change is hard. And here's the thing. It's just like everything's changing now. You were just talking about streaming, you know? If you're an NASCAR fan and you still have regular cable, you're going to be like, man, you know what? It's time to tune in to the Coke 600. Let me have some friends over and grab some beers. And then you're going to go through the channel guide, and you're not going to find it.
It's interesting you bring that up, because when EPB started trying to get everybody to change from cable to streaming, this was a good couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. It was like, what are y'all doing?
I went all the way down to the last day. They basically had to cut my cable off.
They said, this doesn't work anymore, sir.
Yeah. And I'd never forget it. 6:41 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, I lost my cable. And luckily, I had already had YouTube TV set up here at the office. And had been using it here for, you know, quite some time. But there was just something about change and just having the normal, you know, cable boxes that I had with the DVRs and all that kind of stuff. But I've come to adapt to the streaming. I don't subscribe to many, but I have become adapted to them, especially, you know, using Netflix.
Now, if you have YouTube TV, does that also provide you with Amazon Prime?
No.
So you have to subscribe. You're going to have to subscribe to Amazon Prime if you want to watch the NASCAR race.
I have Amazon Prime just for the benefit of free shipping whenever my wife and I order stuff from Amazon.
Prime TV. Is that included in Prime TV? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
are they the same thing?
Well,
it shows you how much I know.
I don't know the answer to.
I just pay for it.
I just know when you have a Amazon Prime account for free shipping, that Amazon Music and Prime Music and Prime Video is also a part of it. Now, the new Prime subscribers, anybody out there that's new that doesn't have Prime currently, you can enjoy and sign up for a free 30-day trial period, which is going to get you, I think Prime's got 6 races, so that's going to get you at least 5 for sure, even if you decide to cancel. So you can still catch NASCAR Cup Series racing free if you choose to and you don't already have the service. I remember back when NASCAR was working on this TV deal, and of course, keep in mind, NASCAR is in the first year of their 7-year media rights deal at $7.7 billion total. So that's over $1 billion a year that NASCAR is bringing in from their TV rights. But they had done some studies, and 63% of the U.S. population already had Amazon Prime.
That's an insane number.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, so I've got way too many streaming services, way too much cable, but it's the season I am at live, so I have them all. But
what do you spend a month? Do you know?
It's best not to think about it.
Probably in your case it is.
But my mother-in-law, like, we can't go away from cable, or I'll just be on the phone with her all the time trying to figure out.
Well, you know, your mother-in-law. You may need to talk to her about this.
That's true,
because I was that person. Probably to the extent of your mother-in-law. And now I look back and I go, how stupid I was.
I look into it, and like, to get the kind of shows she watches, I would have YouTube TV with like 27 add-ons, and I don't know that I'm saving all that much money. But anyway, the point being, I can watch anything I want to now. But it is a bold play by Amazon and by NASCAR. I mean, listen, NASCAR is essentially handing their product to a broadcaster that, unless you have internet, which, granted, I know we all have it, and we think everybody in the world has it.
Well, there are rural areas across the country that don't have it.
But you're handing your product over to someone and saying, all right, you know, broadcast it. And some people that have been fans a long time aren't going to be able to find it.
Yeah.
That's a risk you take.
There's two key components of why NASCAR did that. Number one, they saw the success rate that the NFL had by having Thursday Night Football on Prime. That's number one. And number two, Amazon is paying big money for it. So those two things, in my opinion, is what has swung the deal to Prime. Of course, the coverages they're going to have is going to start this weekend with the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte, and then also they'll be covering the race at Nashville, Michigan, Mexico City, and Pocono.
And, you know, one of the interesting things is, Sean, you know, Amazon has had a deal with NFL for a while, but it's usually their Thursday night games, which, I mean, is not the, you know, not the, I don't know, the most looked forward to game. The matchups aren't always the best. They've had some other things, but this is essentially one of the majors. This is a playoff game. This is a PGA Championship. This is a you name it of other sports. This is one of NASCAR's crown jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, they're going to have the broadcast rights. So this may be the biggest actual not event, but this is the biggest in that particular sport event they've had. I mean, this is a big deal.
Now, here's one strength that Amazon Prime has over the other TV networks. Since there is no broadcast programming after the race, then Amazon is not held to any time crunch for TV programming. For example, if the race runs long or they want to have a longer post-race show, which they're planning to do a post-race show on Prime after every race, they can do it. Their producers are not in any kind of situation where they've got to cut programming short to get to other scheduled programs.
They can promote whatever show they have on. They can promote whatever, and people can just tune into that when it's done.
The streamer will make its presence known on that front of NASCAR 2. They plan to for the post-race to be at least 45 minutes or longer. Then another move that Prime is making is committing to only running commercials in double box formats whenever there is green flag racing, meaning any time that the event is going on and it is not being halted for a crash or other issues. Then of course, Prime will run a full screen commercial during yellow flag or red flag racing action.
You know what's crazy about if you've got Amazon or really any of these streaming services, and I feel like this is so high tech that, Sean, you can literally, it's Amazon, sorry, so we're watching Amazon on TV. They can run an ad for Dawn dish detergent, and you can hit a button and order Dawn dish detergent off of your Amazon account and have it sent to you, which I think is probably, I mean, that's like a retailer's dream. Like, oh, see product, hit product, you know, order product, ship product, all while you're watching an ad. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Of course, we're going to see Dale Jr. in the booth along with Steve Letarte. We're going to see Danielle Trotta. She's going to be one of the pit reporters.
She's coming back around. Atta baby, Danielle.
Yeah, so we're going to see some faces that we are very familiar with. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it's going to turn out. I'm going to miss seeing Fox. It's going to seem a little strange, the Coca-Cola 600 not being on Fox. However, they are going to be covering the Indy 500, which is new for Fox for 2025. We come back after the break. We are going to talk about Penske, Team Penske. We talked about Hendrick Motorsports last week. We're going to talk about Team Penske this week. We're going to talk about just how big the company is and what the owner, Roger Penske's, net worth is. We got all that and more straight ahead, and we're broadcasting to you live from the Optimize You studio. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, tomorrow, you can go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. And find us anytime, anywhere, on demand, at your convenience. More NASCAR after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline, it's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircox, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, at least for the next 4 days. Then we're going to be Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. That's right. Rock 105 getting a brand new signal. You'll find that at 103.7 on your radio dial, and that becomes active. Or what is it, like midnight Friday?
It's noon this Friday.
Noon this Friday, right before your holiday weekend. That's pretty smart, because everybody's going to be wanting to rock out on the boat. I mean, the weather's out there. People are going to be on the boat. It's time to have a good time. You're going to want to crank it down from 105.5 to 103.7 here on Rock 103.7. This race coming up this weekend, it's a big boy this Sunday. It'll be on Amazon Prime and is the Coca-Cola 600.
Going to talk about Team Penske for a moment. Roger Penske is the owner and founder of Team Penske. His net worth is $6 billion. $6 billion.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Want to go through his resume a little bit and share with you how he has created his mega empire and his wealth. First of all, he owns Penske Transportation Solutions, which includes Penske Truck Leasing, Penske Logistics, and Penske Transport. It's a leading global service transportation provider. Penske operates more than 435,000 vehicles and serves customers in more than 3,000 locations in North America, South America, Europe, Australia, and average. They do full-service truck leasing, maintenance, and consumer truck rental. Then the other company that he has is Penske Automotive. It's a transportation service company and the world's premier automotive commercial truck retailer. He does business in the United States, United Kingdom, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Australia. He's also known as the largest Freightliner dealer in North America. Penske Automotive Group employs 29,000 people. Then you get into Penske Performance. Its operation includes that competes in the IndyCar Series and the NASCAR Cup Series under the name Team Penske. It has a global partnership with Porsche, Penske Motorsports Racing, as well as the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship and the World Endurance Championship. Team Penske is one of the most successful professional sports teams in motorsports, and they run in more than 640 major, or excuse me, they've had more than 640 major race wins and nearly 700 pole positions and 47 championships in its career. Then the other company that they have is Penske Entertainment, which is a subsidiary of Penske Corporation. They own the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Dang.
Of course, if you go back 12, 15 years ago, they used to own California Speedway. They used to own Michigan. I think they used to own Watkins Glen. There was four or five, and then the International Speedway Corporation bought out the tracks that Penske owned. So he got out of the racetrack business for a number of years and then purchased Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And if I'm not mistaken, that property, as well as, of course, the Speedway and the IndyCar Series, I think that was somewhere a little over $3 billion that he paid for that.
And it's probably worth way more than when he paid for it, because that's the way that works usually. I tell you, the coolest part, or not coolest part, but one of the cool things or stories I remember about Penske is Pennzoil is the sponsor, right? Isn't that one of their sponsors?
Yeah, one of their sponsors, yeah.
But before that, it was a different oil company.
Well, Shell Pennzoil provides all the oil for all the Penske locations across the
country. Well, and that's what it was. And I can't remember if maybe they were looking for a new sponsorship, or he was trying to reconfirm or whatever, but needed a sponsorship for his NASCAR team. And it said, hey, how would you like to provide the oil for all of my trucks? And they said, you know what? Maybe it would be in our best interest to sponsor you as well. And so that's how you leverage one business to help another one out.
Well, and that's how Hendrick does it with Valvoline. Hendrick Motorsports, their sponsorship with Valvoline is because of Hendrick Automotive and all the amount of oil business that they do with Valvoline, the same way with Shell and Penske. You think about all the trucks that uses Shell Rotella all across the country and all across the world. That's a huge amount of business.
Yeah, it's just, you know, smart business guys that do that. They can leverage one to help out another. And obviously, the captain, as they call him, Roger Penske, one of the best.
Indianapolis 500 is already sold out. I think it's going
to
be
like 250,000 people.
I know. I think it's like 340,000 to 350,000.
Dang.
Yeah, the Indianapolis 500 is one of the world's largest sporting events each year. So, yeah, it's going to be big.
Very, very cool.
And on Fox.
Happy to see. And it was so funny. One of the biggest sporting, or one of the biggest races of the year worldwide. And it's for a series that, you know, isn't near as popular as NASCAR.
Yeah.
It's kind of like horse racing. You only worry about it three times a year.
The Kentucky Derby?
The Open Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont, right? Well, it's kind of the same for open wheel racing. It's the Indy 500.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, Casey, that's going to do it for us on our last show on Rock 105. When we come back next Monday, we will be on Rock 103.7. So we encourage all of you out there listening to make sure you change your dial and find us on a different frequency.
Now, is Kiss Monday. FM, like, they're swapping. So Kiss FM will be on
105.5.
So if you tune in and hear
Taylor Swift.
Is she still relevant? I was going to say Kesha, but I don't really know.
Yes.
Pink. I don't know.
You're diving in territory you don't really know much.
Neither one of us. Like, I can tell you who was cool when I worked for them. When it was 98.1 Kiss FM. But if you hear someone other than Rock or Sean and I talking NASCAR, flip it on over to 103.7.
Yeah, 103.7 for sure. All right, Casey, any final words before we go?
Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Remember the reason for this whole thing, and just spend some time with friends and family. We'll see you here Monday to talk about it.
Sounds great. And we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m. on 103.7, which is going to be the future of Rock 105. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week. This very day, except the
love go, you know where. This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.